Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Shabbos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis, and Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos Rav Shlomo Zalman Uvzugos and Rosyitiv Chayis Chalatzim. They should be given for that Sachat Slach and Siat Dishmaya, good health, Parnasa B'Shefa, and Cult of Zela, and B'schos Astabas Rachel. Shishi B'zaychad to find your Zivak Hagon Bekar of Mamish. Now, in the previous Mishnah, we learned about different things that a woman is not allowed to go out with into the Rishos Rabim because of Takanas Chachamim. Not that it's considered a Masui, not that it's Asr Midai Raisa, but that it's Asr Midai Rabbanim because of Takanas Chachamim. So we're going to continue in this vein talking about things that a man is not allowed to go out with into the Rishos Rabim because of Takanas Chachamim. So Mishnah Beis tells us, Lo Yetze Ho'ish B'Sandal HaMesomer, a man is not allowed to go out with hob-nailed sandals. This is referring to a sandal that has nails coming out of it. And the reason for this was because there was a time where Yidden were hiding from their enemies and they were hiding out in a cave and they heard noise above them, thinking it was the enemy. They all ran helter-skelter, pandemonium, and many people sadly were crushed to death because of these sandals that they were wearing. Now, since this happened on Shabbos, the Chum decreed that no wearing these nailed sandals on Shabbos. Furthermore, a man is not allowed to go out with an individual shoe or sandal, that's if he doesn't have a wound on his foot. If he doesn't have a wound on his foot, so people are going to suspect that either he's carrying his other shoe under his arm, or he's going to be embarrassed that he's only wearing one shoe, and he's going to take it off and carry a dalet amos in the Rishos Rabim. If he has a wound on his foot, kind of like when a person has a broken foot, so it's okay for him to wear one shoe, because in that case it's obvious why he's wearing one shoe. Furthermore, a person is not allowed to wear tefillin out in the Rishos Rabim on Shabbos. Now, since we know that one is not supposed to wear tefillin on Shabbos, if he does wear tefillin, it's considered like a masui, it's considered like he's carrying something. Now, since he is wearing a derech malbush, it's only asr midrabanan, not asr dairaisa. The mission continues, v'loi b'kameya, he's allowed to go out with an amulet, b'zman she'eino min ha-mumche, if it wasn't written by an expert. V'loi b'shiryon, he's allowed to go out with armor, v'loi b'kasto, not with a helmet that he wears out to battle, v'loi b'magafayim, and not with iron shin guards. These last few things that we mentioned are asr midrabanan because it looks like he's going out to battle. Since he's wearing a derech malbush, it's not considered like he's carrying something in the Rishos Rabim, so it's not asr dairaisa, but once again, it's asr midrabanan. And as the Mishnah concludes, Vim Yatsa, if he did go out with these things, Enoi Chayv Chatas, he's not Chayv Chatas, because it's not an Isser Deraisa, only the Rabbanon. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel, the Mishnah goes back to talking about women. Loi Teitze Isha B'machat HaNekuva, a woman is not allowed to go out with a needle that has a hole in it, meaning a needle meant for sewing. This is not a Tachshit. V'loi B'tabas Sheisha La'achaisam, she's not allowed to go out with a signet ring. This is not jewelry. This is meant for legal things. She has to seal and sign letters with it, so it's not considered a Tachshit. V'loi B'chulyer, she's not allowed to go out with this headgear of sorts. It's some sort of ring or crown type of thing that she would place on her head. This was not usually worn in Rishos Rabim. V'loi b'kaveles, she's not allowed to go out with a pouch of spices around her neck. V'loi b'tzlichas shel palyatoin, and not with a flask of perfume around her neck. V'im yatsa, and if she did go out with this, chayeves chatas, she is chayev chatas. Divrei Rameir, that's Rameir's opinion. That's because all these things are not considered a tachshit at all, so therefore when she carries in Rosh Hasharabim, it's considered like a masui. Now, the Chum only arguing these two last things with this pouch of spices and with this flask of perfume around her neck, the Chum say that this is considered like a tachshit. Now, according to them, it's still also for her to go out with it because maybe she's going to take it off and show it to her friend, but it's only also drabanu, not to Eiraisa. So according to the Chum, she would not be chayev achatas for wearing these two things out in Rosh Hasharabim, but the Chumim do agree with all the other things in the Mishnah. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow, continuing with this with Mishnah Dalet and Hey. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.